Jordan Harbinger. Now, did I say it's a harbinger, right? Like, of things to come?
Yep.
Very cool.
Exactly.
Okay, I am talking to Jordan Harbinger. He is the co-founder of The Art of Charm. And first things first, he's going to tell us a little bit about what that is.
Sure. Well, The Art of Charm is a company here in Los Angeles and New York that teaches men how to meet and attract the opposite sex. And, of course, we also teach other skills that are a large part of social dynamics, such as business networking, relationship building, not just interpersonal, not just romantic relationships, but all interpersonal relationships, be it business or romantic, platonic, or otherwise.
And you also have a radio show. Tell me about that.
We do. We have a radio show on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio. That's on every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's 5 p.m. Pacific on Sirius 108, XM 139. And we take callers and we talk about dating and relationship issues. And we also present personal growth content based on social dynamics. So one topic of a show might be how to get your style and fashion in order, or there might be body language improvement information on the show, or there might be a show specifically about, say, interracial dating, things like that. So it's topical and it's weekly. Also, we have an internet-based show, which is called the Pickup Podcast. You might guess that that's more specifically dating and attraction, but don't be fooled by the title. It's not just about picking up women. It's all about becoming a more charismatic version of yourself. There's no need to learn any lines or tactics or anything tricky. It's all about physiology, body language, eye contact, vocal tonality. And that's for free, and that's available at pickuppodcast.com.
Very cool. Now, the reason we connected is because you know that I'm working on a book called Swirling, How to Date, Mate, and Relate Across Race, Culture, and Creed. And I also run a blog. And you intrigued me because you mentioned that you've coached several black women on how to use body language while trying to attract a non-black mate. So I first wanted you to talk to me a little bit about that.
Sure. I mean, what might qualify me even more is that I've dated several black women, and I don't know if you're going to throw my photo up there, but I am indeed a white guy. In fact, I'm a Jewish white guy, so that's like kind of even more unusual combo, at least according to my ex-girlfriends who are black. They have often said that Jewish guys are scared of them, which is kind of funny, and also turns out to be largely true after hearing them complain so much about why they never get approached or why things tend to be a little bit more difficult for them. But I have coached several black women in becoming more approachable. And the way that it mostly starts off is they have to look a little bit more friendly and open. Now, that's not necessarily the woman's job to look approachable. Oh, guys mostly need to man up. Guys mostly need to get their own act together and their own confidence in order. But, hey, you know, that's what we teach at The Art of Charm. If they don't have that together, now the ladies are kind of out of luck. Because short of approaching guys themselves, which women shouldn't have to do and which they normally don't want to do, they're pretty much stuck with whatever ends up approaching them. That's why there's sort of a stereotype where, you know, if you meet up with a good-looking black guy, you're like, oh, man, he must be able to go out and get tons of girls, and you'll see those guys being surrounded by a cadre of white guys trying to figure out what he's doing. Unfortunately, if you're a black woman and you date white men, you're pretty much picking from the guys that approach you or that you meet socially. So we have to improve our body language. If we're a black female, we have to improve our body language to show that we're receptive. We have to put on a larger smile and make a little bit more eye contact. Now, guys who are more sexually aggressive might not need those invitations. They might not need that reassurance that you're going to be friendly or that you're not going to clown them. But guys who are a little bit more shy or a little bit more reserved, and a lot of white males tend to be a little bit more on the cautious side socially, we need a lot of reassurance that we're not going to get clowned or blown up or rejected when we approach. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So yeah. the way that we receive that communication is going to be stronger eye contact and a smile. And a lot of times, people might think, women might think, well, I'm really going overboard at this, I'm communicating too much interest. Maybe, but maybe not. I mean, if you want guys to approach you, you're going to have to communicate that interest, and you're going to have to calibrate that to show more interest than you might normally communicate if you were, say, in a big party or a big club full of more aggressive males. In terms of approaching more sexually aggressive males, you might not want to communicate interest in that case.